Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is Artie Lang, and you're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
And welcome to The Jake Brown Show, CBS Radio's Play.it, iTunes, Spotify, Jake Brown Radio, Jake Brown Show on social media. And this man, you know him, he's hilarious. You've known him from Mad TV. You know him from Crashing. You've probably seen him in a comedy show. You've seen him with Stern. You've seen him everywhere. Been in the news a little bit this week. Artie Lang is on the show. Artie, how you doing, man?
Good, Jake. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I'm good. And, of course, check him out at the Wellmont. I'll be there tomorrow. I guess people hear this today. Friday, the 24th, in New Jersey, the Wellmont Theater. Should be good. Can we get an update here? Are you still on Crashing or are you not? Because Judd Apatow said you haven't been fired.
No, I there was a misunderstanding. I was on comedy shows. I thought I was kind of being ironic, but the press takes everything literal. And, I am still a Crashing employee.
Have they fully supported you here? I know Judd sent out tweets, but has the whole crew?
Listen, Judd is, I didn't know him really until we started doing this. I knew him a little bit from comedy, and he is absolutely unbelievably great. He's a great person, and he's been very supportive in an unconditional way. And everybody there has. Pete Holmes as well. HBO has been good to me, and I, what can I say? I'm a guy who is literally helped off the canvas when I get knocked down by a lot of very iconic, talented people, and Judd is the latest in that line. He's been great.
How's that show been? It's a little different from what you usually do, but it's received pretty good reviews.
Different than what I do. Look, I play myself, obviously. I'm 49 years old. I've been doing stand-up on and off since July 12th, 1987, so 30 years. And I am finally at the part where, pushing 50, I'm the guy a young comic might get advice from, and that's what I play here. And I didn't know how well I'd be at that, but I've tried to do it in real life with people. And it's basically very simple. I'm like, just don't do what I did. Just Google me and do the opposite. Because I've gotten a lot of great jobs and I've lost a lot. I don't know how kids do it now with social media. I don't know how a stand-up comic does an act and risks failing at that act, which is the only way you can write new material, and then deal with immediately being judged by these jerks who are in the front row on Twitter. I don't know how these young kids are doing it. A lot of them just have 7 minutes and they know a kill, and they never try anything else because they're afraid to get yelled at on Twitter. So the advice part is hard within those parameters with, technology. But there's stuff that never changes, like killing time on the road, sort of a camaraderie between you and the other comics. And young people who go to clubs, I think they don't know how to talk to anything but the screen of a laptop. And comics have to, especially with each other, have to be different than that. I think that's what I tried to relay in a funny way, and I found that I was pretty good at it and loved doing it.
Is it frustrating at all how comedy has changed since you started, 30 years ago?
For a comic like me, yeah. I mean, the comedians, in 1987, the first night I did stand-up, I was 19. The big comics of the day were Sam Kinison, Andrew Dice Clay, Eddie Murphy. Every one of those guys would not be able to do the act they were doing. Not even close. Not even close. The gay material, the racial material, not even close. Eddie Murphy, I would hope, would change those outfits as well. But, there's the F word for gay people, which is a harsh word. And that is something that Eddie Murphy, who I think is a comedic hero, I love him, but that's something that Eddie Murphy doesn't only say in his act. The first bit on his first album, the name of the bit is the F word I'm talking about for gay people, which is, the most one of the most hurtful words ever in the N-Words League. And, it's the name of a bit. It's so different. It's insane. I'm not defending that. I'll defend Eddie Murphy, but not that particular situation. I can't judge them because I've been all over the place too, because you try to be funny on every level. But, you know, kids not only get offended at the stuff they should like that, but they get offended at ridiculous stuff that is, makes you furious.
Yeah, that leads me to my next question. I watched the first hour. I'm sure you saw the new Chappelle special, and the reactions were people just furious at certain things, gay comments, racist comments. I mean, he said everything. He did a whole rant on gay people and how he doesn't like them and stuff. And
how he didn't like them?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it was just a whole thing.
I haven't seen it.
I recommend watching it. It's funny. But do you think, I mean, you basically already said it, but do you think we have become, well, not we, but people have become soft in our generation here?
Oh, soft is not even the word. I do a whole bit on a safe space about that these kids are in college. When they get into the real world, what are they going to do? Dad, I told the gentleman on the subway I was in my safe space and he urinated on me. Well, you tell him you're a Davenport. You're an Indiana Davenport. Nobody urinates on a Davenport. You go back and tell him that. I talked to the guy, Dad, and he defecated on me. You go back and you're going to work at the family gift shop. And there'll be no stress, no pressure. We're going to own the gift shop. If you want to leave early, it's fine. And you'll help your older brother. There's a generation of kids that don't want to work at all. And parents that accept it. You're going to inherit the money from your old man who's a successful dentist in Ohio, and your life will be stress-free. Because the first time, I've dated a couple of millennials. And after they down whatever juice is in the Nutribullet, they look for a job, and they get sad and angry and want to call a lawyer for a lawsuit if a boss raises their voice to them because they're late. It's astonishing.
Yeah, it's scary. What
you
what
wouldn't be in that
to.
Category. I think, you know, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, look, you're in the heart of a millennial. Clearly,
yeah.
You're a guy who. Well, that's not true, actually. You wanted the casuals to go to a hockey game, I believe. Danny, my guy, you know, we're both the same age. This kid, he's clearly a talented kid. He's got a hot podcast going on. Live Nation loves you. And he doesn't want to do it because he's got to go to a hockey game.
I had a lady calling, but I couldn't miss Artie.
I was brought up where you go, if this worked, yeah. You tell the lady, you'll be a little late.
Yeah. She said, we'll eat healthy, and I said, all right, I'll be late. It's fine.
Here's the thing. You're talented, clearly.
Yeah.
If you just had the work ethic to where you tell the broad, I'll be 5 minutes late because I'm interviewing a guy, but you're going to have the world by a string, because that's why I think young people in the military, when they come out, if they're not, you know, not something blown off, God forbid, the work ethic you learn there is going to make them dominate this millennial world where talented people will get overridden by people who just have more energy. Now, look, I'm 49. You don't want to hear any of this. I don't want to talk to a 49-year-old when I was 26. But this is the first time where it really might be true, where old people are going, no, we're screwed. Like, you got to cancel that game.
Hey, I was not positive it was going to happen with everything that went down today. I'm glad it did. So I'm glad happen.
I'll bust your chops.
No, I got you.
You clearly have a sense of humor, too, which puts you one above. A lot of people go, like, what's your problem? I'm joking around. So
oh, no, because people are too soft these days. It's like you got to have a sense of humor, and it's just embarrassing.
Well, do you believe that about your own generation, that it's soft?
I do. I mean, I see it all over Twitter. I read everybody's tweets. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this guy's a comedian. He's supposed to make fun of a race, a gender. Like, come on. Like, grow up.
That's a good point. But there's certain things that aren't defensible. Like, I don't know. With all due respect, a lot of times when someone is not a stand-up comic, when they relay something about a comic like Chappelle's act, like you said, he just said, I don't like gay people. I'm assuming there's more to that, but if he did make that statement, and I don't think you're lying at all, I'm sure, I'd like to think there's something real artistic behind it, but if not, I love Chappelle to death, but that's not a cool thing to say.
Well, I think the story he was telling was that they come into his house and with his wife, and they take his food, and they sit on his couch. And stuff like that.
Who are these gay people he knows in the neighborhood? I know what he's saying is that everybody has to really. That's why there's dialogue about stuff there's never been dialogue before, and that is a positive. But, you know, I think the enlightened people realize, I think, that you're born gay. It's like, you know, there's no way Richard Simmons and James Caan were born the same way. You know, and you have to, and so in other words, if you have something against gay people, that means you have something against someone whose only problem was being born, which is not, you know, not right. In the old days, people actually thought it was a choice, and if it is for some people, cool, but mostly, no. You're born that way, which means you have to respect somebody the same way you do if they're born white or black. It's God, if you believe in them, but most of these guys do, don't like gay people. Your God created these people. You're contradicting yourself. Mm-hmm. But that being said, we can be so different. And I think what Chappelle's saying is it's tough to relate. You really got to work at it. Both sides, though, you know?
Artie Lang on the Jake Brown Show, CBS Radio's Play Today. Follow him on Twitter, at Artie Quitter. And check out the podcast as well. What are we going to expect to see here at the Wellmont and any upcoming shows? I know you're going to do a little Francesa, right?
whatever works. I'll do Francesa when he talks about hating gay people. That's a big rap. I was just doing that today a little bit. I talk about Francesa and Russo back in their heyday when Mike and Amanda were on.
That's what got me into radio.
Yep. Oh, go listen. Great. To me, the sports version of Stern. I was as obsessed with that show, especially in my gambling days, as I was with Howard in the non-sports arena there. But they were great because of genuine sports nerds. To me, Jim Rome and guys like him are trying to get a sitcom. Russo and Mad Dog were really old. Like they were like 90 years old at the age of 30. When Dennis Miller got the job on Monday Night Football, They didn't know who he was. Like SNL was on when they were 20. What were they doing? Were they always watching a lacrosse game? I don't get how they didn't know who Dennis Miller was. They talked about him like he was just born yesterday. And it was so funny because it's genuine. Francesca would go, I don't know, Dog. I hear he's satirical. I hear he's big with the left-wing rants. I hear he's, I think he's Jewish. I think he's not a definite sports guy. I think he's anti-sports. So I think he's called ironic by people. And Mad Dog cuts in and goes, what's that got to do with big spot third night, fourth quarter? And it's like you're astonished and you're so entertained because it's like these two idiots. I've never heard of a guy who was a Weekend Update anchor for 6 years.
Well, Artie, I don't know if you know one of the incredible ones is when I think they were talking about Deadpool, Francesa, and Russo responds with true story. And it's clearly not true. And it's
How about, I love the year that Russo, they were doing the movie picks, which is amazing, picked Air Force One as best picture by far. I tell you, like Harrison Ford plays the president. You tell me one of the guys played president more believable. You believe he's the president. You believe he wants those people off his plane. Or when Russo was reviewing a Springsteen concert, the first time he toured without the E Street Band. And I don't care what you say, Mikey. Nobody but nobody wants to hear that 57 Channel song. Get Rosalina back. Get David Freeze out. Where's the big man?
We need a reunion, like an actual show on Sirius or
they
something.
They did it. Did they do something at Radio City?
I was
recently?
There, yeah, they did. But it was guest-filled. They needed to do 4 hours of just them. Wouldn't you pay to kind of see a reunion of them? And
a lot of money. A lot of money. It would make me feel young again. The year the Giants beat the Bills in the Super Bowl, that entire year, I bet every week, more money than I could afford. And I look so forward to them doing their picks right up until the bowl. Francesa picking the Giants, they were 8.5 dogs. Come on, it was unreal. It was so entertaining, and I would love to pay money for that.
So many classic moments.
Yeah.
Artie Lang on the show. Now, my good buddy is James Flippin, Jimmy Flippin. You know him very well.
Yes.
He said he resents fans who say they like you, you're a gambler, drug user, drinker, whatever, and you hate them if they're hardcore fans.
Say it again?
He says that you hate hardcore fans or something?
I mean, Flippin is one of my favorite people in the world, but he's got to move out of his mother's house. He has two shirts. One's a Giant shirt, one's a Met shirt. And I think the other shirt said, I think Trump is God. And he just has these opinions that are formed by a guy who is way too big of a Met fan and living in his mom's house at 34.
Well, I'm a diehard Met fan, but I'm living not in my mother's basement.
Exactly. So. And you're going to a Net game. Do you like any teams that don't end in S?
I'm Mets, Knicks, Jets. I mean, the Nets tickets, I just go because they're free and they're good
seats.
What
about the Knicks? I mean, listen, the NBA wants to promote staying in school. The NBA's motto is stay in school. They should have a spelling bee instead of a slam dunk contest, and I would love to see Carmelo Anthony try to spell receipt.
Oh, no.
Or Wednesday.
Or have LeBron play all 82 games. He clearly needs a couple of days off here.
Well, first of all, yeah, the Kevin Durant, why is he even playing against the Timberwolves in February? It's like, just get him. It's like when they got Ray Allen on the Heat in Miami. Mm-hmm. All the money they paid him was for that one three-pointer he hit when Bosch kicked it out to him, and they won. That was all they needed him for. They should have said, we'll give you $20 million, dress up for game six. And just sit out the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. I think Flippin is buried in sports too much, and I love him, but he sits there, and sometimes he interprets stuff I say. Like, I hate hardcore fans. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'd love to debate him on it, because he is one of my favorite people, Flippin.
Yeah.
I do like the guy a lot. He says out loud, and I agree with him, that the Mexicans will outnumber the humans one day.
This is his wording. He said, one of the odder things I've heard him recall is how he sort of sometimes resents his fans who say, like, why do you like me? I'm a gambler, a drug user, a drinker, whatever. And he, like, almost hates them if they're hardcore fans. I guess it's a joke.
Oh, I know what he's saying. Okay, yeah. Now I know what he's saying.
I worded that.
Basically, the thing is that a lot of comics have this, that have low self. I hate them for liking me. Like, what's your problem? I'm not like that with women. It's like the old Groucho Marx joke. I don't want to belong to any club that would have me as a member. And I'm like, I'm a screw up. Why do you like me? And if I'm in a bad mood, and I was using particularly, I would yell at them. But I don't hate them. I love them. And the reason I have a car.
All right, we clear that up for Flip. Artie Lang on the show. Follow him on Twitter at Artie Quitter. All right, so where are you at, drug drinking wise? Are you clean now? What's happened since the arrest? How you been doing?
Well, I was told this would be a 5-minute interview, so I'm really almost drinking right now.
Well,
did you have to get to
15,
that game? I've been using because I got arrested, but I'm not Mary Poppins, but I've been way worse. I'm functioning and I feel good, but obviously there's room for improvement. There always is.
Yeah.
I'd like to have abs, but it's not going to happen. And you don't get this body running 10 miles a day. I eat too much, and that's a problem, too. I mean, you know, heroin, coke could kill you, but so could a car, so could booze, so could cigarettes. Yeah. I don't know. I read every cigarette you smoke takes 7 minutes of your life. And today I did some quick math, and I'll be dead at 11:30.
On that note, Artie Lang, I'll see you at the Wellmont, and good talking to you, man.
Are you coming to the show?
I'll be there, yeah. Look for me. I'll probably rock a Mets hat so you can find me.
Rock a Mets hat and bring that chick. I want to see who's so hot that you're going to blow me off.
This might be a different chick from tonight, but hopefully.
Listen to you. Clean it up, baby.
Got to keep the pimp pan strong, you know?
That's another great thing about your generation, talking black. I love it. I love dating a girl whose father's a successful white doctor in Houston, and he pays all that money for a college like Northwestern so she can come out talking like she grew up in the Marcy Project.
Oh, my God. All right, Artie. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.